Hello, welcome to your Empower Source Philip, where we interview small business entrepreneurs who do not like making money. Just kidding. They love it. Let's face it, small business entrepreneurs do love making money. But on this show, we only speak with entrepreneurs who love making money and thrive on empowering other small business entrepreneurs to succeed. My name is Tiffany Joy Green, co-founder, partner, and chief growth officer for Empower Source. And my guest today is Angela Simmons, co-founder and managing business partner of Centre Vance Consulting. Please join us during our coffee break while we talk about how a small business can protect their reputation. There's a full pot of coffee ready, so let's get started. Hi, Angela. Welcome to Empower Source Philip, and thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Tiffany. I really appreciate you having me on today. Data and information security is something that I'm pretty passionate about.
I know. That is why I knew you would be the perfect person to talk about the subject. So, Angela, let's dive right on into the subject matter at hand. Angela, I'm curious. Why is this subject matter so important to you?
So first, I'm an educator. I've spent most of my career teaching and working in the allied health space. But what I've seen is that the medical and the dental world has changed so much in the last 20 years. In fact, most of our industries have. There's so much more in the way of rules and regulations that we have to follow. And not getting just one part of that can completely devastate a small practice or a small business. I love educating, and that's what my job's all about. Educating my clients on the various rules and regulations they fall under and that impact their business. We can spend years building our brands and our reputations that people know and trust, but unfortunately, it just takes one bad outcome to damage that.
I'd like to back up just for a minute. You said something that I thought was pretty intriguing. Why is there so many more changes or rules or regulations in healthcare and other businesses?
If we look back over the last 20 to 30 years, we can see the major changes as far as technology is concerned. And as we have moved into this age of technology where all of our data is now kept on computers, in computers, kept on devices that unfortunately, just like homes and businesses, can be broken into, we have more of a need, more of a concern about how that information is protected. We see today on the news where there's different types of ransomware attacks, different types of hacking events, and all of those things put consumer data or patient data at risk. And so as we have more risk, we're going to have more rules, more regulations.
That totally makes sense. So let me ask you this question. There's a lot of business owners out there who don't really think that they have any real control over the reputation. What would you tell a business owner who feels that way? Or more importantly, why don't you share some ways in which a small business owner can actually protect their reputation?
So first, that's simply not true. Developing your reputation is an investment for your future. For whatever reason you start your business, you open a practice, or you sell a product or offer a service, there's got to be some core belief behind that, that your product or your service is good, or even better than the next guy's. So what's that reason? That's where it all starts. Sure, you need to know what your product or your service will be, but I believe it's more important to know the why behind that. Once you know your why, you've elevated your business. So if you spent all that time developing in your what and your why, but you leave out, how am I going to protect this in the long term? You're really doing yourself and your customers a disservice. You're always going to be the expert on your product, but somebody else needs to be the expert on rules and regulations and on compliance. And when you let somebody else help manage that aspect, then you're again investing in your reputation and in your brand. It's as simple as this. Bad outcomes happen. What was your due diligence up front? Do you want to be reactive or do you want to be proactive? Centre Vance is all about helping our clients be proactive when it comes to information security.
One interesting thing that you brought up was, how are you going to protect your business? So as you were describing all that, it really sounded a lot like an life insurance policy or some form of insurance policy. Is that what we're really kind of talking about? Is it kind of like your insurance policy for your reputation?
It's exactly what we're talking about. Insurance policies don't make sure that accidents don't happen. They don't make sure that somebody doesn't get sick. But what they do make sure is that you have a plan. So when I get sick, here's my insurance. When I have this car accident, here's the insurance that's going to help repair my car, that's going to get me back on the road. And that's what this is all about. Making sure on the front side, we recognize bad things happen. So what do we do for that? We get a reputation protection specialist in here. We get somebody that knows rules and regulations, somebody that understands compliance, and we make sure that on the front side, we're adhering to that.
All this is making me think about one really important thing, which is that cybersecurity scandal that happened over at Capital One. What would you say they could have done differently to protect their reputation?
So it's hard for me to weigh in on a breach of that magnitude and be able to say, you know, if they had done this exact thing or if they had done that, that the breach would never have happened. But what I can do is take an educated guess at what's happening right now following that breach. I'm sure that there are regulators, there are investigators, there's a lot of money that is being thrown at this situation right now. Everybody wants to know what happened. They want to know how it happened. They want to know why it happened. And in any situation like this, they're going to be looking for somebody to blame. So we know who the hacker was, but what could Capital One, if anything, have done better? We know that we don't necessarily have her purpose, but we know 100 million people were affected in the U.S. Another 6 million were affected in Canada. Capital One is looking at more than just how did Thompson pull off the hack, but they're looking at what did we do right? What did we do wrong, if anything?
Wait a minute. You just said if they could have possibly done everything right and still been hacked?
Absolutely. If you talk to anybody in the industry today, what they're going to tell you is that there's three types of entities. And I don't care what business you work in. I don't care what industry you work in. There's three types of entities. Those that have been hacked, those that will be hacked, and those that just don't know that they have been hacked. So you can absolutely do all of the right things and still have a bad outcome. What we're going to go right back to look at again, or what the regulators will look at, what the investigators will look at, what your consumer is going to look at, is what did you do to begin with? Did you have due diligence in place? Were you following the rules? Did you know your risks? Did you know your vulnerabilities? And did you address those?
So as a marketer, you know I love my statistics. So I have to ask, is there a statistic that says how much of your risk will actually go down if you do all the necessary steps and follow all the regulations?
I'm sure there's some statistics that are out there, but what I would say is that we can then eliminate one of those categories of entities. And what we can say now is that there are those who have been hacked and those who will be hacked. We know it's going to happen. The question is, what are you doing about that now?
So at the end of the day, we definitely do not want to be one of those who have been hacked and have had no idea that that's happened.
Right. We don't want to be the have no idea I've been hacked person.
That totally makes sense. So there's a lot to consider when protecting your reputation. There are a lot of policies that need to be followed. So can a small business owner or healthcare practice protect their reputation all on their own?
So I think you can start a successful business on your own if you want, but you are going to need some help. You need a team. Even with starting my own company, I needed help. I needed somebody who understood the business side of the operation, somebody who knew what the rules were and who could help me comply and meet my responsibilities as a new business owner. I knew my product. I knew the why behind that, but knowing my product is just one part of owning a business. Without the help of some very key people, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today. Our reputations as business owners are built on so much more than just your product or your service. All the behind scenes elements that our clients may never see is just as important. In fact, maybe more important, because all of that behind the scenes stuff that our clients don't see on a day-to-day basis becomes public information if we ever have a bad outcome that involves our data.
What it kind of sounds like to me is, as a reputation protection agent or manager, you're almost serving us almost like a CPA does.
It's very similar. We do things along the same lines. You know, the CPA is there to hopefully make sure that when we're looking at our taxes, that we've paid the right amount of taxes, hopefully not paid too much in taxes, that we don't get audited, that we don't end up with fines and penalties. And that's what Centrovance Consulting is all about. We're kind of the CPA for a medical or a dental practice or for a small business owner who has data that they're concerned about protecting. We're there to make sure that you spend the money on infrastructure or your money on infrastructure the right way. We don't want you to spend too much money on it. We don't want you to spend it in the right place. or excuse me, we don't want you to spend it in the wrong place. Mm-hmm. We want you to spend it in the right place. But we also don't want you to end up with a situation where you have a bad outcome and you have no way to show, you don't have those old tax returns that can show, hey, we were doing all of the right things. We knew what the rules were. We complied with the rules. So yeah, in that way, we're very much like the CPA.
I don't know about anybody else, but if I'm going to get audited, I'd rather know that I have an expert there who's going to help hold my hand through that audit versus I'm on my own. So gives exactly. them peace of mind in that way as well.
Exactly.
So when should a small business owner or healthcare practice consider bringing in a reputation protection specialist, and what should they be looking for in one?
So let's think about this. If you're going to go buy a house, what do you do first? Do you go out and do you go buy all of your furniture? Do you go out and say, you know, I'm going to get 3 queen-size beds. I'm going to get a king-size bed. I'm going to have a sectional couch. I'm going to have this and that. And I'm going to have these pictures. I'm going to have these colors in my house. This is all the decorations I'm going to have.
I do start thinking about that, Angela.
Do you buy it first?
No, I don't.
All right. So here's the thing. If, let's say that I'm getting ready to buy a new home, and what I do is I go out and I buy all of my furniture first, right? Because this is the furniture that I want. And I buy all of these decorations because this is what I want my house to look at. And then I buy my house, I find a house, I fall in love with that house. And now I try to put all that furniture into my house and it doesn't fit, right? Because I didn't look at my infrastructure first. I didn't look at my needs first. I went ahead and I knew, well, I'll need furniture, but I didn't know what type of furniture I was going to need. I knew I was going to need decorations, but I really didn't know how it was going to look inside of this house. So you've got to start at the beginning with this, right? The goal is to invest in your business and in your reputation wisely, and do it from the beginning. Centrovance works closely with the IT component for any business to help make sure that the solutions that you implement that will work and that they will meet the requirements of rule. One of the things that I think is important for small business owners and medical and dental practices to understand is that security does not equal compliance. So you can have your IT group come in and they can put in infrastructure and measures that meet the best practices for the industry or for IT industry, but it doesn't mean that you've met the tenets of specific rules that you may have to follow. So just because X firewall might be good or this antivirus works on my home computer doesn't mean that it's going to protect your data in the way that government regulators might expect you to.
Right, like a firewall that might be good for a retail business may be a completely different firewall that you would need for a healthcare practice.
Absolutely. A good reputation protection specialist is going to work with your IT to ensure that your compliance with specific rules does equal security.
So let me ask you this question. As you said, it's always best to bring in that reputation protection specialist at the very beginning. But what happens if you're already in business? You've been in business for 10 years. What now?
So I don't think it's ever too late to close the barn door. We've all got data, and the world is, we're still evolving, right? Technology continues to evolve, and it's going to continue to evolve. And the sad thing is that as technology continues to evolve, as we start to gather data electronically in more and more places, there are unfortunately going to be people just like Thompson, Paige Thompson, in the Capital One event that is going to, for whatever their reasons are, sometimes it's ideological reasons. We have nation state attacks. We have just because I'm 12 years old and I understand computers better than any adult on the planet type attack. And sometimes—
It'd be fun to them.
That's right. Fun. And sometimes we have, you know, this is my life. This is how I make my living. I hack information and I sell it to the highest bidder. That's always going to be there. And so there's never a point, in my opinion, where it's too late to say, I really need to protect my data. I need to make sure I've been lucky this far, or maybe I'm even that person that just doesn't know that I've had a problem, but it's never too late to go in and close that barn door and make sure that I've got the right measures in place.
So what could you do for them right now, Angela, especially for, you know, if they're opening a business, they already have a business, what could you do today to help them out?
So I would recommend for any business that you have, and we offer a free reputation risk assessment. What we do is we come in and we look at the type of data that you have and how you're protecting that data, what your infrastructure is, what the rules and the regulations are that apply to you, so that we can look to see if there's any holes or any gaps in the security plan that you may already have in place. Or if you don't have something in place, what do we need to do to help you get that? So again, free reputation risk assessment. We'll look at what you have going on. We'll look at ways to help you improve that, make some good recommendations for you, and we'll even help you find a good IT company if it's needed.
Well, that's awesome. So why don't you tell our listeners what they can do today to actually take advantage of that free risk assessment?
Sure. All you have to do is just reach out to Centrivance Consulting. You can, first of all, you can reach us on our website, www.centrivance.com. We do have a link for questions through our website. That's ask.us@centrivance.com. So you can click on the link on the website. You can also just send an email to ask.us@centrivance.com, or you can call us directly. Our direct number is 804-977-1201. Again, that direct number is 804-977-1201. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Well, that's all the time we have today, Angela. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for listening, everyone, to the Empower Source Fill Up podcast. This podcast has been brought to you by our sponsors, Empower Source, Proactive Information Management, Proactive Cloud, Centrivance Consulting, and Empower Advisors. Please check us out at proactive-info.com and subscribe to our podcast on our website under the News tab. See you at the next episode.